Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue, and you can learn more about me and all the things that I do at my website, tinynibbles.com, where you can find more information about the websites that I write for, like fleshbot.com and Metro Blogging San Francisco, the many, many books that I've written about sex and sexuality, a couple of them bestsellers translated into 4 different languages, and a variety of other things that I do, like video blogging and the column, the sex column that I write for the San Francisco Chronicle. This podcast is part 1 of 2 about flirting and seduction. Normally, my podcasts are sex lectures or interviews with people who work in sex or are educators, or I read erotica. And flirting and seduction is a really important component to sex and sexuality because it's, well, it's what gets you there. You know what I'm saying? And it's also, this, I have to admit, this is somewhat of a reaction to the other things that I see out there about being a seduction king or hypnotizing women to get them to do your will, or, you know, how to get a man, you know, like those 101 ways to, like, get a fella that you read about in Cosmo. And I think it's all a bunch of bullshit about gender stereotypes. And to be honest, when you want to hook up with someone or when you want to really connect with someone on a certain level, you don't need to dominate them or make them do your will. What you need to do is connect with them. So, saying that, this first part podcast on flirting and seduction is going to cover confidence, body language, entrance, as in how you enter a room, and making eye contact. The part 2, which is the next podcast after this on flirting and seduction, is going to be about the importance and power of smiling, starting a conversation and how to start one, what the hell you say once you start one, how to tell if the person that you're talking to is interested in you or not, and then how to hit the eject button if things go wrong. So saying that, your goals in the world of flirting and seduction don't need to be world domination or creating an army of male slaves, though all skill levels are encouraged to apply. Maybe you're tired of being the too quiet one in the group, and for a change you'd like to be the attention magnet for an evening. Or maybe you're on the prowl for a down-and-dirty fling. You don't have to dress saucy or slutty to be a first-rate flirt or seducer. Your powers to attract and seduce are your own secret weapon, one that you can use to strike at any time, in any place, in any guise. This podcast will give you concrete tools to nurture your flirting and seduction powers, useful for a lifetime of being a femme fatale or a male fatale flirt. So first, you'll need to master the use of one secret weapon that works anywhere, anytime, and in any outfit, from stilettos to sneakers: confidence. Like a trademark logo, confidence lets your flirt targets know immediately that there is something special about you, and acts like a homing beacon for interested parties. Confidence need not be brash or flashy. It can be subtle, sophisticated, or powerful, and it doesn't matter what you look like, how you really feel inside, or how klutzy you are. It is the key element of your most effective flirting and seduction techniques. Confidence, no matter who's got it, is always an act. It is a learned behavior, faked until it's second nature. Ask any exotic dancer, and she'll tell you how scared she was the first time she danced on stage naked, but she just acted confident, fooling everyone. A focus on behaving confidently helps you to keep sight of your goals while acting like the queen or king of the universe, even if you feel like hiding or running in tight little circles screaming, and keeps you motivated. Never pay attention to the critics in or outside of your head. Proceed with confidence through any room or conversation, and you'll be projecting enough internal strength to make your critics disappear. But what if you don't feel confident? Don't you wish there was just some pill you could take? I do most of the time, that's for sure. Why can't you just be confident? Well, one thing you might be worried about is that you look ridiculous. I often worry about that myself. My advice is plan your strategies, learn seductive body language, try on your outfits and makeup ahead of time, and you can't miss. If you have a plan, the only thing they'll see is someone sexy who feels confident and enjoys life. They'll also be interested to talk to you. The only thing that might show is nervousness, but that will disappear after the first few minutes, I promise. You also might be worried about screwing up somehow. Take every precaution to make sure that you feel comfortable and sexy in your outfit, that you have a few topics ready to chat about, and a backup plan of something to do if you don't instantly connect with someone, especially at a public gathering. If you're klutzy, be prepared to distract them by laughing when you trip over the host's prize poodle, and smile wickedly at your prey when you spill your mimosa all over the hors d'oeuvres as if to say, I meant to do that, watch me now. I'm good at that. A sense of humor layered with a sense of erotic purpose and determination will make them forget all about the spilled drink, especially if you reveal a bit of cleavage or a nice smile when you mop it up with all the napkins meant for the guests. Plus, I think ripped stockings are kind of sexy. You also might be worried about the way you look, as in your body. It may not be what you want it to be, i.e. you might be comparing yourself to other people. Well, join the biggest club in the world. Everyone feels this way on one level or another, even the quote-unquote perfect people. If you don't like your body, make a plan to change it. If you can't change it, work it. If you've got a sexy boy toy lined up as your erotic plaything, remember that this situation won't be around forever, so you better make the most of what you've got to offer. Chances are high that you're a lot sexier than you think, because sexy comes from inside, not the outside. Just ask any stripper who performs when she's on her period, and believe me, they all do. If you're worried about stacking up to others, be it with breast size or other measurement concerns, remember that bigger boobs won't make you sexier, they'll just make you someone with big boobs. And yes, people can be insensitive critics and say inappropriate things. If you find yourself mistakenly flirting with one of these clueless critics, change the channel and flirt with someone worthy. It's all about body language when it comes to flirting and seduction. Make the most of the effective flirting super tool known as body language. First, examine what you're projecting without trying, then play around with saying exactly what you want without even opening your mouth. Look at how your body moves naturally and try out a few subtle changes that in mere seconds take you from being passed over to fending off passes all night long. It's all a matter of using just a few tricks. Pull your shoulders back and take a deep breath, imagining your breath pulling your chest wider and the center of your chest up toward the ceiling. Straighten your back and arch the lower back slightly. A good way to do this and to make your legs appear longer and your butt more attractive, if you're a girl, is to wear heels. Pull your head up and back slightly as well. Each of these small adjustments can be made slowly in a room full of people and imperceptibly, even though you haven't said a thing. You will then appear more confident. These are techniques celebrities use whenever they're in public, don't feel up to being perfect, or if they want to get noticed. And you can make the most of them, too. Also, examine the body language of people you consider sexy, your friends or celebrities, and mimic what you like. When you're in seduction mode, you're going to want to appear confident, relaxed, and happy. Maybe secretly you feel like a dork, nervous, silly, mad, worried, or even cranky. No one needs to know your true feelings when you just shift your body a little bit, as I described. These subtle techniques project an air of strong self-knowledge and an aura of magnetism. Body language is that powerful. Try to remind yourself regularly throughout the day or evening to sit straighter, tilt back, and open your chest. Add to that a slight general slowing down of your gestures. Cross and uncross your legs in no hurry. Lift your glass to your lips slowly, and don't rush to do anything. Quickness and hurried gestures make us appear less confident, and looking more self-assured will get you attention fast. You'll also want to know how to make an entrance. When you walk into a room, get out of a car, get up to visit the loo, or enter a crowd, you're making an entry. So do it in flirt mode and you'll get noticed. Let your friends enter first. The best is saved for last, and that's you. Take a moment to savor your entry and stop before you start. What this means is begin to get up or enter, then pause for a second to look around like you might see someone you know. If you do see someone you know, pause again to smile slowly and brightly. And if you have to keep moving when you come in, make your glance around the room last for 2 to 3 long strides. If you're really feeling up for fun, make eye contact with a few of the people near you and smile at them. It doesn't matter if they smile back or not, or you can smile at one of your friends. The important thing is to enter the room grabbing attention and smile like it's your party. From here, the boldest, most attention-grabbing move is to walk to the middle of the room before settling on a spot to stand. Or you can walk forward, doing your room survey, and head to a spot that looks like a terrific vantage point for people watching while remaining in the center of activity. Never retreat to the edges unless you want to be left alone to regroup, to make a to-do list of names, or simply bask in your overwhelming desire to make men your lapdogs. Eye contact is essential as a skill for seduction and flirting. I can't stop laughing. This is so much fun. Eye contact is considered by relationship and dating experts to be the most effective tool for flirting and seduction success. When someone is being checked out, they instinctively know before they see the physical evidence. And when instinct meets direct eye contact, your flirt target can actually experience a physical erotic rush. Your eyes are your most remarkable weapons, able to unleash flirting abilities the world has never seen. Used properly, a careless glance can inflame the desires of every man, woman, fish, houseplant, and possibly inanimate objects in the room. Eye contact is the focus of all your efforts. Every move you make hinges on what you do with your eyes, and if you stare at the ground, no one will think you are interested or interesting. Anyone can look at someone, but someone special makes eye contact. If making eye contact seems daunting, try a few exercises and learn a few cheaters that'll make you more comfortable with looking directly at the person or people you're hot for. Pay attention to what you look at next time you walk through the office, a cafe, or the parking lot on the way to your car. Notice where your eyes naturally roam, whether you look at the ground, the sky, or if you skip your eyes around to look at objects. In particular, how are you looking at people? Are you looking at legs, feet, hands, or faces? Practice focusing your gaze directly level, at about the point people's faces would be. When you feel good about it, glance at an attractive person's face for a moment, and then back in front of you. You did it! Now do it a few more times until you get the hang of it. Your next lesson in eye contact for the shy is to practice on a real-life sexy human in a conversation. You don't need to stare raptly into their eyes until your eyes dry out and your eyelids twitch and you start to see little fuzzy things out of the corners of your eyes. Instead, allow your eyes to travel around their face slowly, like a second hand sweeping around from noon to midnight. Rest on their eyes and begin again. Do this whenever you feel nervous about looking into their eyes for too long, and soon you'll be captivating them with your confident gaze before you even realize it. But wait, there's more. Eye contact is a finely honed technique for mesmerizing hotties, and you're going to learn to wield it like Xena's sword or Buffy's stake. Pick a day when you're feeling sassy and make eye contact with sexy total strangers, at least two. 5 in a day, then you're at the next level, making deliberate eye contact with humans you find attractive. Try it once, and you'll see how easy and fun it is. No one gets hurt, rejected, and there's no risk involved. Try it again and again, like rehearsals, and you'll be ready to rock harder than Joan Jett. So I do have a few eye contacts for you to try in the field to wrap up this podcast. And you don't have to be a hussy to reap the benefits from these eye contact flirt techniques, but being a bit brazen does help. So when you have the beast in your sights, give your intended more than a glance. Let your eyes linger on theirs for a relaxed breath. Then decide if you want to keep contact for an intense across-the-room flirt, or move your eyes away to be a bit more playful in your approach. If they're playing hard to get, or you want to make them pay more attention, draw attention to your eyes by touching the corner of your eye as an adjustment, slightly touching the hair around your forehead, adjusting your glasses, or touching a pen to your temple. Move your hands slowly. Try making eye contact, and then break it to look at their lips, and then back again. Smile. This can be repeated with success throughout conversations. Truly bad girls and boys will make eye contact, slide their eyes down the front of the body, and then back up. Extra brazen points for lingering on the chest or hips. Of course, maintaining eye contact when you need to blink is very sexy, and it lets them know you don't want to miss a minute of their time. Well, that's it for the first part of Flirting and Seduction. In part two, again, you're going to learn about the power of smiling, starting conversation, what to say, how to know if they're really interested in you or not, and then how to stop it if it's not going exactly where you want it to go. So thank you very much for listening to Open Source Sex. And until next time, I'm Violet Blue.